What about the international guidelines, such as they are? What about radiotherapy? Do these guidelines tell us that we need more than knowing whether we've got a positive or a negative axilla? Do they want more precision from numbers of nodes? Is that a requirement? And the answer in terms of radiotherapy is very clearly yes. All the guidelines suggest that. And in fact, the NCCN guidelines are starting to push us towards consideration of irradiating the internal mammary nodes. This will be a challenge in UK practice, but that's the suggestion. Interestingly, in terms of chemotherapy, everyone will say the same thing. We're driven by biology, not staging information. We want the HER2, the ER, the PR. Those are what we make decisions. Tumor aggressiveness, patient age. Staging information, including nodal stage, is much less relevant to us in making decisions about systemic treatment. I couldn't find anything in ASCO to support that. That's certainly the case for the NCCN guidelines. But in relation to fairly recent guidelines from St. Gallen, it's not at all clear. 40% of the great and the wise at St. Gallen said that they felt nodal status was still required. And actually 90% of that group said they would still give chemotherapy for a patient with three or more nodes positive, irrespective of any form of biology. So that's kind of suggesting that fairly recently we're still not entirely clear that we can make do with knowing less nodal information.